Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we are introducing a brand new series that I'm calling The Good, The Bad, and The Wacky. And essentially what I wanted to do, I had my cousin stumble over a BuzzFeed article or something similar about some of the weirdest items that you can get on Amazon. And I thought, you know, there's so many different items out there, so many weird items, that it'd be kind of fun to sort of present a list every now and then of some of the things that I found on Amazon. Mostly weird and wacky, or bad and wacky. But, you know, there's some wacky products out there that serve a legitimate function, and why not just have fun with it and go over it, you know, some of the weird stuff Amazon has to offer. So yeah, this is The Good, The Bad, and The Wacky. And now, keep in mind, everything that I am discussing today, I'm including a link in the show notes. So anything you want to check out, anything that you want to buy as a gag gift, maybe I talk about something that you think is actually useful in some capacity, just check out the show notes. You'll be able to see and purchase them on Amazon. Number one, the first product ever spoken, ever mentioned, ever reviewed, ever discussed on The Good, The Bad, and The Wacky here on Sleep and Relax ASMR are hander pants. Hander pants are 95% cotton, 5% spandex, fingerless gloves that look and feel like a man's briefs, like underwear, like tidy whities. And according to the description, the Amazon product or listing description, you can slip them on underneath your gloves for extra warmth and protection from chafing. Okay. Wear them on their own as a vaguely inappropriate fashion statement, and it fits most adult hands. Hander pants are a fun idea, which is a pair of pants for your hands. But again, they're not really pants. They're really underpants for your hands. Yeah, I mean, I'm just taking this from the product description. The fingers gloves are made from 95% breathable cotton, as I mentioned, 5% spandex, so they will stretch to fit most hands. They make brilliant men's novelty items as birthday or Christmas presents, and wonderfully unusual gifts for the occasion for other occasions too. This poses the obvious question: why would anyone want to wear pants on their hands? Because it's cool. Well, kooky. Okay, weird. This is from them. They will keep the bitter British weather from freezing your hands. So someone had the idea of saying, I want to put underwear on my hands. And they have a good little line here, which is, are you really naked under those gloves? I can't imagine someone would actually want them. I can sort of see. The only practical use that I really see for them is if you live somewhere very cold and you're outside, and let's say you want to be able to use your fingers and you don't want to have full gloves on, I can actually kind of see where they fit in. They're like fingerless gloves. And I can also understand why, especially if they're tight around your hands, why you could put them on and then have gloves on top to sort of add an extra level of warmth. But it's just a funny little wacky item, you know. Bullet point number four on their product listing is stylish for any occasion. Really? I mean, are you going to show up to a wedding wearing Hand your pants. Yeah, it's pretty wacky. Anyway, Hand Your Pants, that's the first product. Again, if you want to check it out on Amazon, there is a link in the show notes. Second item that we're discussing today on the good, the bad, and the wacky, indoor snowball fight, anytime snow. So, Snowtime Anywhere is a brand new patent-pending indoor snowball fight invented by two moms. I mean, as if having it developed by two mothers makes much of a difference. Not to be insensitive, I love mothers. I think motherhood is the most noble. I think parenthood is really the most noble job anyone can truthfully take on. I mean, it's the most important job. But I definitely don't read that two mothers made indoor snowball fight and say I have to buy it now. But I guess they're telling. I'll shut up. But let me just continue reading it. A product designed to keep kids busy all year long. It gets your kids exercising without knowing it and away from technology for a while. Snowtime Anyway, Anytime is good, safe, old-fashioned fun indoors. Our pack of 40 snowballs is energy-sapping, imagination-inspired, and the hit of any get-together with kids and adults alike. Customer Karen, something last name, says, "At Thanksgiving, we had the best snowball fight ever. The entire family, 30-plus, got involved for over an hour straight of fun, laughter, and exercise. Yes, we got a workout just throwing snowballs. What an excellent idea for gifts any time of the year." So I will tell you, I actually do think that this is a really cool little idea. I saw this and I thought, you know, it's kind of wacky, but it's pretty good. I mean, if you do think about it, you know, your ability to play indoors is limited, obviously by space, obviously by the fact that there are precious items around the house. And this is obviously not something that doesn't mean that things could get broken, but I think on the overall spectrum of like good fun, clean indoor fun, like this is pretty high on there, right? Because these are basically just like little cotton balls, I guess. They're only 3 inches in diameter, and you get a 40 pack with one order. Oh, sorry. And they're really not that expensive. I didn't include the price. I should have. That was my fault. But, well, obviously it's my fault. But, I mean, according to the product description, it feels like snow, made out of soft material, no mess, no slush. Why not? Yeah, I'd check it out. Especially if you have a couple of kids. If you have a couple of kids and, you know, you don't want them playing outside all the time, or they can't play outside all the time for whatever reason, then I think this is kind of an interesting idea. 40 snowballs, yeah, you get to have fun. Maybe you get some exercise with your kids. Indoor snowball fight, anytime snow. Link in the product or in the episode description. Number three, we get onto just the bad and the wacky. And it's dehydrated water. And I'm just going to read some of the product description here. Just add water to Solaris product. Make thirst disappear with our new formula that, when diluted, can make up to infinite gallons of water. Number two. Yes, this is a real product, featuring a 16-ounce steel can for long-term storage. How else would you be able to store dehydrated water? Number three. Guaranteed to get laughs. Any of your friends into prepping, survival, or camping and hiking? We guarantee they will laugh their asses off when you give them this critical element of any preparedness strategy. 4. Great gag gift idea for a dad for Father's Day. Guys who love goofy presents and pranks, or just as a surprise for a friend or loved one with a refined sense of humor. Is this real life? If you're not sure, then you may be dehydrated, which of course can be cured quickly by just a pinch of dehydrated water mixed in with equal parts with water. But seriously, what the hell is this product? As we stated earlier, this is a 16-ounce can of dehydrated water, specially formulated by Witty Yeti for long-term stability. All you have to do is add water. Is your formula patented? We are in a small disagreement with the patent office at the moment. After our first application, they simply responded with LOL, which we did not appreciate. You should be able to get on with the gag. I shared this with someone else, and they didn't quite understand what the joke was. They thought for some reason it was like powdered dehydrated water, something like that. And obviously it's a really nice looking can. It looks like something you'd see from like a survival film or something like that. And it's just an empty can. That's part of the gag gift. But if you like gag gifts, or let's say, you know, because I was sort of thinking about it. If I were the kind of person that were really into survival, hunting, camping, hiking, whatever it is, and let's say, you know, I have an area of my home or apartment or room that's sort of shows off that I, you know, it expresses my interest in these things, it'd be kind of a nice thing to have in that corner, you know, of your space, sort of showing, you know, hey, this is what I like to do. And it's a funny gag gift. Again, it looks a part. It looks like something that would actually be used for an emergency in a hiking trip or camping trip. So yeah, just a wacky little product. I'm telling you, I mean, they sell everything on Amazon. I think this is going to be a long and fruitful series on this podcast. So there you have it, dehydrated water. The next product we move on to, which apparently for some people is not a big deal or it's normal, but for me, I think it's very strange. Renova Black Toilet Paper. Very soft and absorbent. 3-ply base sheet, 140 sheets per roll, 100% virgin pulp, biodegradable. The black toilet paper is the ultimate accessory to your contemporary bathroom and would make a most funky gift for anyone with an equal sense of both humor and style. Just imagine the surprise on your guest faces when they spot this funky tissue for the first time. The Renova black toilet paper roll is the ultimate in luxury tissue. And once you and your guest experience quilted triple ply sheets of goodness, you'll never want to go back to the cheap 2-ply sandpaper nonsense. Someone asked the question, it's 3-ply and dye black. How does it not leave black, linty-like balls all over my lady business? Answer, great and funny question. It actually doesn't. It's a little tougher feeling and not on the super soft side. It does not fray like softer, more delicate tissue. That being said, it is not so tough that it scratches in any way. It is absorbent and actually does a good job. And it's fun because who has black toilet paper? By the way, the cardboard core is also black, so it looks good. Lastly, I also ordered red, but it's more of an orangey red, not a true red. And, I mean, people are giving this pretty good reviews. I mean, there was a 5 out of 5 star, and the subject was perfect and so much better than white. Bought the black color for our new powder room, which has a black and gold theme. It's perfect and so much better than white. Another person says, absolutely love this. I cannot say how it is to actually use it. I bought this to embroider on and oh, the comments just because it's black toilet paper. So there you have it. I mean, you clearly have, you know, people are actually using this as basically a design choice. You know, if you have a theme going on in a bathroom, in the case of, again, this one person doing the review, the theme was a black and gold room. And so, you know, she leaves the black toilet paper in there just to sort of add style. And it is functional. So I can understand it. Again, I can see why, as a design choice, some people would go for it. And it's a functional product. It's not like it doesn't work. But for my simple mind, because I'm a pretty basic guy, when I first saw it, I was immediately like turned off by the idea. I was thinking sort of what I'm sure a lot of people think, which is, you know, what is it made of? Does it leave stains? What's that about? But apparently it doesn't. Apparently it's a pretty handy, pretty useful product, and the reviews are pretty good. The reviews are pretty good about it. So again, like every other product, the link to Renova Black toilet paper will be in the episode description. I'm also probably going to blog about it. I'm going to just document some of the things that we uncover and just post it on our blog. Just for fun. Next, we have the Potty Putter. I've heard of Potty Putters. I don't know if this is the original one, but it is a putting green that includes two golf balls, a putter, and a flag stick. The description: you get home from a long day at work. The kids are bothering you. The wife is being her lovely self. All you want to do is practice your putt, but you don't have the time to hit the course for a few weeks. Well, why not work out the kinks in your putting game with our new Potty Putter? It's a true innovation in getting the most out of each trip to the restroom. Get one for the office and one for home. Finally, you can play some golf without all those bothersome people. The Potty Putter for me is just one of those wacky ideas. I do not play golf, so perhaps I can't relate the same way other people can. But the idea of going to the bathroom, and while you're going to the bathroom, you're practicing your putting game, is pretty silly. It's pretty silly. Yeah, not much to add. You know, I've seen versions of this, not necessarily for the potty, but I've seen it obviously, you know, like a little mini putting set where you can, you know, set up, you know, like you've probably seen in some movies here and there where people, you know, guys are in the office and they're practicing their putting range while they're practicing their putting while on the phone and whatnot. I made the mistake of not including some of the reviews, but there's really not much to say. It's a personal little putting set. Comes with two golf balls, a putter, and a flag stick. And while you're going to the bathroom, you can go ahead and enjoy your, or improve your putting game. Next, we have the Scrub Daddy. Scrub Daddy. Cleans all. A terrific helper for all kinds of cleaning tasks. No stench. Rinse clean and won't cling to debris, so it stays clean, bright, and smells great after weeks of use. No scratches. Won't scratch wood, plastic, stainless steel, non-stick coatings, or glass. Warm versus hot water. Soft sponge and warm water for gentle cleansing, and hard sponge and cold water for removing difficult stains. Scrub Daddy's basically just a scrub or a sponge that comes in the shape of a happy face. Scrub Daddy's patented cut-out smiley face design is made unique by its exclusive scratch-free flex texture material. His one-of-a-kind pores adjust automatically to your water temperature for optimized scrubbing texture. In warm water, he becomes soft and compressible. In cold water, he becomes firm to give you even more scrubbing power. Use him on dishes, cookware, appliances, and more. Kind of weird, kind of wacky, you know, because on the surface you think it's just a sponge with a happy face basically cut out, but, you know, apparently it's a pretty versatile thing. I've seen this, I think, on TV ads. Some of the reviews are good, some of them are bad. Obviously, it's up to you to decide if you think this would be something useful for your home. I'm probably going to buy one just to, you know, see how I like it in the house, and I'll maybe make a review episode in the future. I guess the thing that more attracts me to it is not the design, or not the versatility, because obviously I don't have any first-hand experience with the versatility of the product, but it's more being able to obviously put your fingers in a more comfortable position while you're scrubbing things. So yeah, I'll probably give it a try. Link in the show notes. Last product for the good, the bad, and the wacky. A product I don't recommend because some of the reviews recently have been pretty scathing So for me, I wouldn't want to tell you to check it out. I mean, you can check it out, but the reviews are pretty bad. And it's the Steamin' Mama Microwave Cleaner. So it's an innovative and fun addition to your cleaning supplies. This fun and helpful Steamin' Mama is an easy way to steam clean the inside of your microwave. An excellent gift for new homeowners, neighbors, or friend who has recently moved. Easily cleans tough stains from the microwave. Just add vinegar and water, then microwave for 7 minutes. Hot steam comes out of Steamin' Mama's head to soften and release microwave dirt and stains for fast and easy cleaning. Add lemon for a pleasant scent. Not only can you prevent gunk buildup on the inside of your microwave with a simple no-brainer solution, you can also add lemon juice or essence to the vinegar cleaning mixture to leave a fresh fragrance in your newly clean microwave. So initially I saw this and I was pretty interested because it's one of those products that I had never really considered. I never really considered cleaning the inside of my microwave. And then you come across something like this and you tell yourself, kind of an interesting idea. You know, I can see that. I can see why this has practical use. I may buy one just to see how it works, but some people have complained about it melting, which obviously is, you know, totally defeats the purpose. It's supposed to help you clean the inside of your microwave, not increase the amount you have to clean because now you have to clean the Steamin' Mama from your microwave because it melted. Interesting little product. Fun little design. It looks like an angry person just getting angry in the microwave and steaming up. I don't know. Again, link to this product is in the episode notes. You can check it out. I'm going to call it quits here for the first rendition or version or episode in the series that we're going to call The Good, the Bad, and the Wacky. Let me know if you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have any good, bad, or wacky products you want me to discuss in future episodes, please send them over. Send a link to them on Amazon, and I'd be more than happy to consider including them. Any other questions, comments, concerns, you can always direct them to hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. You can check out our website, sleepandrelaxasmr.com. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening, and take care.